This is Certain Points of View.
Written by an author who was chosen to orphan the work.
And read by Rena Jenkins.
And Cantorino.
This story is rated G and takes place during the post-Clone Wars pre-Rebel era. With additional tags for father-daughter relationship, dubious parenting, references to past character death.
The first thing Hondo teaches Katooni is how to lie.
You are not a Jedi now, my girl, he tells her, shaking a spanner for emphasis. You are Jala Kellen, an orphan working on my ship for credits. Remember this.
Katooni hardly forgets. She spends her nights with eyes squeezed shut, trying desperately to sleep. Instead, all she can see is that narrow alleyway, and the scrape rattle of the clone trooper's armor as he tries to push it through after her. Petra had told her to run, and she had like a coward. She'd run away and left him there, and she knew what had happened to him then. She'd felt it, the rattling blow to her head, the stabbing pain in her bones.
She'd like to be Jala Kellen. Jala Kellen is an orphan from Coronet City. She ran away from the foster home when the boss lady beat her one too many times. Hondo Onaka saw potential in her pickpocketing skills and took her on as an apprentice. It's a good, anonymous, unimportant life, with no dead friends and murdered Jedi. Katooni thinks that Jala Kellen wouldn't have any trouble sleeping.
Hondo finds her in the galley every night, sure as sure. He heats up a saucepan of blue milk and hands it to her. Katooni hates blue milk. She drinks it anyway.
At some point, she always falls asleep. She wakes up back in her bunk, the thin blankets tugged up to her ears. Hondo never mentions it. She never asks.
What's your name?
He asks her on this particular morning, as they skim over Lothal's golden fields. It's the same question every morning, the only ritual Katooni has left.
Jala Kellen, she says dutifully. I'm 11 standard years old. My parents are dead. I'm your apprentice.
Well, Hondo laughs, returning to the ship's controls. The last part is true enough.
Katooni cracks a smile. It feels strange on her face. Hondo gives her a sideways glance and grins too. It's a surprisingly nice expression for a pirate.
Today? Lockpicking, he announces. And lying, naturally.
Yeah, Katooni says, naturally.
What's a bantha? He asks her.
A flower, Katooni replies, thinking fast. Red with little splotches on it. It's spicy. People eat it on... Criff, she's blinking. Malastair.
Hondo lets out an exaggerated sigh. Oh, and you are doing so well.
Katooni wants to stick her tongue out at him, but she's too tired inside to bother. She settles for a glare and a pair of crossed arms.
Oh, Hondo says, ignoring her completely. Are you trying to be frightening? You've got a long way to go, my dear.
Lying is boring anyway. Teach me.
Hondo laughs again, teeth flashing white and sharp in the sunlight.
Katooni learns how to fight with knives. She learns the kill points of 50 different species, and when to stand her ground and when to run. She learns that she was right to flee the troopers when they came for her on Coruscant. This makes her feel worse somehow. She did the smart thing, but she let Petra be stupid. Dumb kid playing hero. She should have grabbed him by the shoulders and shaken him the first time he talked about being the next Obi-Wan Kenobi. She should have...
She learns to fire a blaster. The recoil almost knocks her over the first time, but Hondo kneels next to her and explains the proper protocol, peppering his lessons with jokes and little verbal jabs about her aim. She gets so mad that she hits the target perfectly on the third try, just to prove him wrong. Now you're getting the hang of it, he says gleefully. Very good.
At some point, Corellian pastries start turning up in the galley. Then sweet blackleaf tea, just like Adi Gallia used to make. Katooni eats them at the table, tears running down her face. Hondo was always mysteriously absent.
She learns to pick locks in the engine room, cursing in weak way and dropping her tools, while Hondo sits on the power generator and sharpens his collection of knives.
I'm getting old over here,
he drawls, as Katooni rattles the locked practice box. Hurry.
I'm trying, she snarls.
Don't try, Hondo tells her.
do.
There is no try. Katuni's heart lurches in her chest, and she drops another tool.
Work fast! Do you want to go to jail for breaking and entering? Hondo calls over.
She throws her lockpicking instruments on the ground and surges to her feet, heart pounding in her ears. Maybe I want to go home!
Silence, except for the churning of the engines. Hondo sighs and hops down from his perch. Katuni, he says, very gently for him. Your home is gone.
She says nothing. There's really nothing to say.
You do not have to stay here, he continues. But you certainly cannot go back there. You know this.
She closes her eyes, but the tears leak out anyway. His hand settles on her shoulder, squeezing gently. She doesn't open her eyes, and he doesn't walk away. They just stand there for a little while, listening to the ship fidget and grumble around them. Okay, she says at last, clenching her fists. She raises her chin and meets his gaze. But you've got to teach me how to make a smoke bomb.
His lips quirk up the smallest amount.
A smoke bomb?
She nods. They don't kill anyone, but they help you escape. And they're really cool.
She doesn't care about smoke bombs. He knows this.
Well, he says magnanimously, I suppose your lockpicking lessons can wait. A smoke bomb! You know, one of them saved my life on Felucia.
He's steering her in the direction of the cargo hold, where they store the flash grenades and blasters, hand on her elbow, not once stopping for breath.
I was 11 standard, in fact. A mere child in a dangerous world, my dear, just like you. But I was clever enough to...
The story is probably at least 50% a lie. But Katuni listens anyway, laughing in all the right parts and not asking the obvious questions. This is a lie. But right now the lie is the only thing keeping her from curling into a ball and rocking back and forth, which makes it almost as important as something real.
A true story. From a certain point of view.
Reader's notes, that was hurtful, Marissa.
The end.
So, in conclusion, Hondo Onaka, accidental pirate captain dad, for the win.
Also, I was at Star Wars Night in Disney World last weekend, and they were talking about Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, and on the little collector's cards that they were giving out that illustrate a bunch of the characters who are now going to be canon in the theme park, Hondo Onaka is going to be in the theme park.
I know, Marissa. You told me twice already.
I'm just excited, okay? Space pirates for days. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.